Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, I Can Help. A Beginner Sight Word Book by Preston Gerber is an early literacy reader designed around Dolch pre-primer and primer sight words. The high-frequency word lists commonly used with preschool, kindergarten, and beginning first-grade readers, rather than functioning as a broad reading curriculum. The book is best understood as a focused practice text. It gives children repeated exposure to words they are expected to recognize quickly during the first stages of reading. Its subject is practical and instructional, but its format belongs to the beginner reader category, where short text, familiar vocabulary, and predictable language help reduce the effort required to get through a page. The purpose is to support word automaticity, especially for common words that appear frequently in children's books and classroom materials. Because the available public information on the title is limited, its value should be assessed within the wider role of Dolch sight word practice in early reading development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Dolch pre-primer and primer words as the book's instructional foundation, the central educational feature of I Can Help, is its stated focus on Dolch pre-primer and primer sight words. These lists include many of the words children meet repeatedly in early reading materials, such as short function words, common verbs, and basic descriptors. Their importance comes from frequency, if a child can recognize these words instantly. Less working memory is spent on basic word identification, and more attention can be directed toward meaning. This is especially relevant at the beginning reader stage, when even a short sentence can feel demanding if every word must be decoded slowly. The book's narrow focus is therefore a strength rather than a limitation for its intended use. It does not try to teach the full structure of English reading. Instead, it targets a specific layer of literacy development, rapid recognition of common written words, by using the Dolch levels named in the subtitle. The book also gives parents and educators a clear sense of sequencing, since pre-primer and primer words are typically introduced before more advanced sight word lists. Secondly, the title phrase introduces confidence through useful, everyday language. The phrase, I can help, is itself well-suited to a beginning sight word reader because it contains simple, high-utility language. Words such as I and can are among the earliest words many children learn to recognize, and help is a meaningful action word that connects reading practice to familiar social behavior. This matters because early literacy books are more effective when the words are not only frequent, but also understandable in context. A child who reads a sentence built from practical language can attach the printed words to an idea rather than treating them as arbitrary shapes. The title also suggests an active, positive frame. The child is not merely naming objects or repeating disconnected terms, but encountering language related to agency and participation. In beginner reading, this kind of semantic clarity helps. It allows adults to ask simple comprehension questions, connect the text to real situations, and reinforce that reading is a way to understand actions and intentions. That makes the sight word practice more meaningful than isolated memorization. Thirdly, reading sight words in context instead of relying only on flashcards. A major practical advantage of a sight word book is that it places target words into a reading experience rather than presenting them only as flashcard items. Flashcards can be useful for quick recognition, but they do not show how words operate inside sentences. A beginner reader needs both recognition and placement. The child must learn that common words appear in predictable relationships with other words, forming the child practices left to right tracking, sentence completion, return sweep, and page-by-page reading habits alongside word recognition. These are small behaviors, but they are central to early reading fluency. Context also gives adults more ways to support learning. Instead of asking only what word is this, they can prompt the child to reread a sentence, notice a repeated word, or explain what the sentence means. This makes the book format a bridge between memorizing sight words and participating in actual reading. Fourthly, a resource shaped for adult-supported beginning readers. The book's most realistic audience is not independent fluent readers, but children who are just beginning to connect print with spoken language. For that reason, its effectiveness depends partly on how adults use it. Parents, caregivers, tutors, and classroom teachers can treat the book as a short practice tool within a larger literacy routine. A child at the pre-primer or primer stage often benefits from repeated readings, gentle prompting, and praise for accurate recognition, but also from correction that remains specific and calm. The adult can point to a target word, reread the sentence, invite the child to find the same word on another page, or ask the child to use the word in a spoken sentence. This support turns a simple text into an instructional interaction. The book's level also makes pacing important. Beginning readers may not be ready to absorb too many new sight words at once, so rereading the same short text over several sessions may be more useful than moving quickly through many materials. Its value lies in repeated, focused exposure. Lastly, sight word practice works best when paired with phonics and oral language. I Can Help should be understood as a sight word practice book, not as a complete reading program. This distinction is important because early reading development requires several overlapping skills. Sight word recognition helps children read high-frequency words quickly, including some words that are difficult to sound out using simple phonics rules. However, children also need phonemic awareness, letter sound knowledge, decoding strategies, vocabulary growth, and listening comprehension. If a child relies only on memorizing whole words, progress may slow when unfamiliar words appear. A balanced use of the book would therefore pair its repeated sight word exposure with phonics instruction and rich oral language activities. For example, an adult might review the target word, talk about its sounds where appropriate, read the sentence in context, and then ask the child to say or write a related sentence. This approach respects what the book is designed to do without overstating its scope. Its contribution is targeted fluency support, especially for common early words, within a broader foundation for reading. In conclusion, I Can Help, a beginner sight word book, is most appropriate for parents, kindergarten teachers, tutors, homeschool educators, and caregivers working with children at the earliest stage of reading. Its practical benefit is concentrated and clear. It gives young readers repeated exposure to Deutsch pre-primer and primer words in a beginner-friendly format. This can help children move from slow, effortful word-by-word reading toward faster recognition of common vocabulary. The intellectual benefit for adults is also straightforward. The book reinforces the idea that early reading is not built from one method alone, but from repeated contact with meaningful print, supported recognition of high-frequency words, and careful adult guidance. Compared with broader phonics workbooks or large sight word lists, this title stands out because of its narrow, accessible purpose. It is not trying to cover every aspect of literacy or overwhelm the child with extensive exercises. Its value lies in being a short, focused reading experience connected to the first Deutsch levels. Used thoughtfully, it can serve as a bridge between flashcard memorization and real text reading. It is best chosen by adults who want a simple practice book, not a full curriculum, and who are prepared to combine it with phonics, conversation, rereading, and writing activities. If you would like to support Preston Gerber, you can buy his book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.